second hour of the Mike McFeely Show kicks off on the mighty 790 KFGO. And after my story at the end of the first hour, talking about paging through some of my dad's old military stuff and always wondering on Veterans Day what I was doing when I was 21. I know what I was doing when I was 21. My dad, as I shared, was dropping bombs on Nazi Germany when he was 21. As hundreds of thousands, tens of thousands of other, actually millions of Americans were, I think 16 million Americans fought in World War II. Most of those people were very young. They were between the ages of, 17 and 25 years old. And as I've shared before, that always amazes me. It always amazes me because when I look back at what I was doing when I was 21, I wasn't fighting a war. I was being a goofball mostly when I was 21, and there was no way, I don't think I would have been ready to face some of the challenges that our veterans faced when they were 20, 21, 22 years old. But I hope to elicit phone calls and emails and text messages later in the show and have people share with me what they were doing when they were 21. Maybe you were in the military. Maybe you have a story of your uncle or your grandpa or your dad or your aunt or your grandma, serving this country in some way, shape, or form when they were young, and we could talk about Veterans Day issues that way. Right now, though, I mentioned earlier in the show we were going to have Dennis Wynn on at 3:35. Actually, their window changed, and they were available at 3:05 right now. And so I want to welcome into the Mike McFeely Show, honored to have him in studio with us. His name is Dennis Wynn. He is a newly announced Republican candidate for Minnesota Secretary of State. He wants to get the conversation started. He wants to let you know what he's all about and maybe even expand the conversation beyond just the confines of the Secretary of State's race. I want to welcome into the program Dennis Wynn. Hello, Dennis.
Hello, Mike. Thank you for having us.
Congratulations. We were talking earlier. Congratulations on making your announcement to run for public office. As I always say, regardless of somebody's political beliefs, regardless of what office they're running for, I always tip my cap to people who do this because it takes a commitment and it takes courage to run for public office. So congratulations.
Thank you again.
So why? Why does Dennis Wynn want to become Secretary of State of Minnesota?
I think the three themes of this campaign is very simple. First, we're going to be talking about elections. I believe, I'm an immigrant to this country. I grew up in Southern California and lived here in Minnesota better part of the last decade. And, fair and free elections really are the hallmarks of any democracy. And so we are going to be, as a big part of this campaign, talk about raising the bar for our best in the nation voter participation rate. And we're going to talk about tools such as online registration, electronic poll books, and so on and so forth to really reach out and bring in new voters for our elections. That's number one. Number two.
Let me stop you there because I have to ask this question. And as long as we're talking about elections, I'll ask it to you right now to get it out of the way. You're a Republican. In the last go around, Republicans favored, many of them did, voter ID in the state of Minnesota. And in fact, I'm a Minnesotan. We voted on voter ID. Do you support voter ID or what's your stance on voter ID, Dennis?
I think there was a big election on that November 2012, as we all recall, and the people of Minnesota have spoken. And so voter ID will not be a part of this campaign. And we are moving ahead, and we're all about increasing elections access while simultaneously improving elections integrity. So that's what we're going to be running on. And the tools that I just mentioned earlier will get us to accomplish those two goals. And number two, the number two theme of this campaign really will be, I've spent the last 18 years of my life after university in the private sector. And I really believe right now, Secretary of State's office is, all we generally do is just register new LLCs, LLPs, new small businesses in the mm-hmm. state of Minnesota. What I would like to do is really create, have the Secretary of State's office really be the one-stop shop for job creation and capital formation in the state of Minnesota. And we'll go on and talk about those policy proposals in later bit. And of course, the third theme we're going to be running on is, I'd like to tell my Republican colleagues is that the America of 2013 is not the America of 1953. And so whether the perception is true or not, for many people in this state, the Republican Party does not represent them or their ideals. And, you know, I'm here to say in this campaign and what we're going to roll out over the next 12 months is that, in fact, that perception is a misconception. And so we're going to really roll out and bring in new, we're going to message our campaign to new voter blocks, new immigrant communities in the inner cities of St. Paul and Minneapolis. We're going to go to Duluth and the Iron Range, and we're going to really talk to folks in the rural folks. We're basically going to say this. We're going to bring the message of economic and social opportunity to people. We're going to talk about getting a fair shake, getting a fair shake from effective government. And we're going to talk about also about personal responsibility. So these are the hallmarks that we're going to talk about, and we're going to message this to different voter blocks that generally haven't listened to the Republican message. And that's really the three themes of this campaign, sir.
Dennis, I like what I'm hearing so far, and I don't know if you know anything about me, but I am not a Republican, but I like what I'm hearing. I like the fact that, you know, you're talking about opening up the Republican Party. It kind of scares me, too. Open up the Republican Party to a lot of different voices and a lot of different faces, and not just focus on, I think, what we call the base in the political world. That's a message that, honestly, the Republican Party hasn't been getting out there a lot in the last 5, 10, 8 years, something like that. I mean, this is something different, isn't it?
Well, I think we're going to try to do something untraditional here. You know, I'm a nonpartisan guy. I come from the world of business, the world of finance. And, you know, in our world, results matter. The bottom line matters. And, you know, if things aren't working, we got to ask ourselves, why aren't things working? And as you correctly noted, Mike, gosh, over the last 5, 7, 8 years, things haven't been working. And so we're going to do a few things differently here in this campaign.
Dennis Wynn is our guest on the Mike McFeely Show. He is a candidate for Secretary of State in Minnesota. The election's a year away, but in the world of politics these days, you got to get a head start on this thing and start getting around the state. And that's what Dennis and his team are doing. They're making their way around to Fargo, Moorhead, and Duluth and around the state to kind of get their message out there. Let's go back to the business part of it, Dennis. Your second point you made was the business part of it. And I don't know if people know this or not, because I think they connect the Secretary of State's office so much to elections and voting. But it's also the business. When you register a business, when I started my little small business, I registered with the Minnesota Secretary of State's office and got my little certificate back from Mark Ritchie, the person currently in there, and I have that. You said you want it to be more proactive. I don't know if that's the right word, but be proactive in the Secretary of State's office, attracting business and being the job creator for the state of Minnesota. How can you do that from the Secretary of State's office?
Well, that's a wonderful question. I think if anyone that goes to the Minnesota Secretary of State website today, if you go there, you'd find out there's you know, offices offers a description of the office and so on and so forth. But really, the two main things that this office does, of course, we also do, you know, we maintain a recording of the financial statements under the Uniform Commercial Code. We administer the Safe at Home, which is the confidential a program that Minnesotans have with terms of safety for the domestic violence and a few other things. But the two main areas of this state really is administrating elections in the state of Minnesota and registering new businesses. So what I would like to do with regards to the new businesses, and that's where a lot of the Secretary of States throughout the country are going, is really offer a A to Z program on how to get your business up and running. So what am I talking about? You go to the website today, you fill out certain paperwork, you download the PDF file to fill out your name and fill out this and fill out that. And you put in your name of your company and see if it's already registered mm-hmm. in Minnesota. And if it is, they're going to ask you to register another name.
I had to go through like 5 before I found that wasn't taken.
Well, there you go. And let's say you come up with a name that there is no known name in Minnesota. And they're going to say, well, few days, week, you're going to get your certificate of organization. And there you go. Well, that's really where it ends. And I think that's really a travesty. What I'd like to do is really incorporate a ecosystem. The ecosystem is really going to be a hub of the 21st century Minnesota economy, where we not only have entrepreneurs go to this website or go to the office, but we have lawyers, we have accountants, we have investment bankers, we have investors, we have angels, We have commercial bankers. We have industry organizations, associations that really partner up with entrepreneurs. How, well, you know, you have this great idea. Well, how do you get this great idea from concept stage to business plan stage, from business plan stage to a financing stage, and from financing stage really to product development and so on and so forth? These are tools that entrepreneurs, and I've been working with entrepreneurs of the last 18 years of my life, these are the types of tools that entrepreneurs really, really value, because it really turbocharges what they're doing. Because remember, in this country, country of 310 million people, despite all the news that you read every day about Citigroup, General Motors, General Electric, and the like, we all know a majority of job creation in this country is done by companies that are small to medium-sized enterprises. And if we do that right, we do that right well, then you know what? We get our economy moving again. We get our economy moving again. We get our state moving again. And this is not a Democrat or a Republican talking point. This is just effective government at work.
Let me ask you this question, and this is a political question. It's a philosophy question. You're a Republican. What you just described there was, I don't want to say growth of government, but certainly government becoming more involved with the business process. Is that message going to connect with Republican voters?
I wouldn't say it's growth, a growth of government. Again, what I these are very, again, very effective government tools. What I've suggested is making the website and the office more robust. That doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to govern who gets these business licenses or business plans, or who governs who gets partnered up with whatever lawyers or whatever accountants or whatever investors. We want to be the ecosystem. We want to be the hub of this new ecosystem where, in fact, entrepreneurs can access various tools, not necessarily government tools, but other tools that could help them grow their businesses. It's not growth of government. It's just government being effective.
Last question, Dennis. I'll let you get on your way to your next stop, but give folks your background. You're talking about 18 years in business, and you're talking about being from Southern California, being an immigrant to this country. I never did ask you, just give us the basic resume. Give us the basic life story of Dennis Nguyen.
Well, thank you, sir. I'm the son of working class Vietnamese immigrants that came to this country at the age of five in 1975. Grew up in Southern California, in Anaheim, California. Was a scholar athlete growing up. Played football, basketball, and baseball, and, you know, I surfed the beaches of Southern California. Got a double bachelor's degree in economics and Chinese literature from the University of California, Irvine, master's degree in international relations from Johns Hopkins University in Washington, D.C., a law degree from the University of Minnesota Law School, and finally an MBA from the University of Chicago. And if it's too bad we're on radio, you know, because people were in front of me right now, they was like, guys, you studied a lot. Well, There's a good thing about studying a lot. You get to learn a lot about a lot of things. But that side effect, the adverse side effect for studying a lot is, you know what? It's a lot of pressure and you lose a lot of hair. So you're talking to a balding guy there, Michael. And so there it is. But from that, you know, I've entered the world of business and finance for the last 18 years. Loved it. Have partnered with entrepreneurs in creating and sustainable middle class wonderful jobs. Father of four kids, very involved in the community. Again, I stress my nonpartisan, bipartisan nature of who I am. I was a delegate on Governor Mark Dayton's trade mission to China in June 2012. Sit on the Minnesota Historical Society Executive Council. Very involved in the community, involved in my children's lives. And, you know, I'm running because I think where we are today, the era of one government in St. Paul, I think people need to go out there and ask themselves, is it working for us? Is it working for the partisan bickering that's going on in St. Paul and, in fact, Washington? And if it isn't working, I suggest looking for alternatives and looking for someone that's outside of the political world, someone that's going to bring a fresh set of eyes to government in St. Paul. And so that's what I'm offering. And we are going to be taking this message throughout the state, and we're going to be messaging this and marketing this in different non-traditional Republican strongholds. And that's what I'm all about.
Cool. Dennis, thank you. I need to get in a break here. Very nice to meet you. We'll have a lot of time to talk. I like your message, and I congratulate you for that. It's a different kind of – I know that you're labeling yourself as a Republican, but And you are. I am not questioning your bona fides here.
I am a proud Republican, and, sir.
Yep. No doubt about it. But I like the message of maybe reaching out to some different folks. So congratulations on that. We'll talk again. Dennis Wynn, he's running for Secretary of State in the great state of Minnesota.